Okay, we'll go ahead and call the public hearing to order of the Hamburg City Council, February 12th, 2019, to discuss the resolution number 2019-04 for the joint orderly annexations. Anybody from the public wish to comment? We'll give them a few minutes. Council all remembers which properties we're talking about, right?
Which properties are they suitable?
Right.
Hold up on the screen.
Oh.
So. Is it in here?
Scroll all the way down to the county road.
Swan School.
Alright. So this property here owned by Mike and Karen Buckentine, this parcel. Here, I'll give you an aerial view.
He said he's not coming to this meeting.
I know, I saw a picture of what their activities were for this.
They showed him, but he said it was this way.
So basically, it's these two thin parcels here that are being annexed, and this one's owned by Buckentines and this one by Stewie's.
Now, what is left to the center of the tract here, like 25?
25 feet, correct.
Oh wait, hold on a minute, bring on this.
Okay.
Seeing that there's no further discussion in the public hearing, I look for a motion to close the public hearing.
Move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Move to second to close the public hearing. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Public hearing is closed. We'll move right into city council meeting, starting at 7:03. All rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. Move into public comments, if there's any public comments.
I just want to have Scott come up for public comment. Or
you can want to come out.
He doesn't have much.
The council mayor, don't have a whole lot to report right now, so, but we did have to buy him the 4 gas monitor. We had to call it Tim's house.
Just keep
I don't
him
think
on your
you
toes.
Mind anybody, everybody probably knows already. The oxygen sensor in the current model wasn't working properly. I contacted Clary's college and it's $200 to put a million. Chances are all 4 in there are probably shot. $200 pop, you're going to $800 to fix almost 20-year-old gas monitor. New one with shipping was $931. So, ended up purchasing a new one. Other than that, the only other thing, we had a fire board meeting last Thursday, and I don't know if we're going to discuss anything about fees with that. I did not present yet to Washington today for Dave. With what I gave you guys at the fire board meeting. I have not seen you. We did send me an email today. I haven't yet responded to it because I'll talk to you guys first. NYA did not change their fees with the American Township. They match ours at $150 per unit. Washington Lakes for Green Islands at $155. They raised it last year. And ours are still $150. My only proposal would be to match them. That
Council, any thoughts on that? We've had the $150 amount, I think,
about 3 years.
Three, at least three, maybe four.
I don't remember the exact date.
Yeah, it's either going to be, because it goes through 2019, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So when it's all said and done, I think it'll be 4 years that it's been at 150.
Yep. Other than that, we're going to have a good service agreement was the truck. And the township was responsible for it. So otherwise, the emergency management agreement is the same as all the previous year.
So any thoughts? I mean, we can stay at 150, we can go anywhere we want with it.
What's commonplace? Like, how many years do you typically run at the same rate? And like this?
I don't have a good answer for you on that. I don't want to have been in a long enough to that part.
Typically what they've been doing is just sticking with the surrounding area, what that rate is.
I would say it was just match.
Just match, yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking of.
And that way when they're...
Yeah.
That was kind of my problem. The Washington Lake Company match the data. So I talked to both somebody on Scott's territory, so
okay.
Next year they're planning.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and match him. Just going to keep pace.
All right. Sounds okay. Like that's what it will. All right.
We'll plan and then I'll change Dave's over and get it to him so he has a heads up. Other than that, I mean, it seems to be following a long time with the fire department. I did get an application out to a guy that is moving into a property that Marty Rodman owns that he rents out. I have not received a back from him yet. He's moving in sometime this week. So I'm hoping to get that back soon. That gentleman comes from a fire department up around the Ely area, and he is currently active in that fire department. So he already has his fire 132 AMR complete at that. As well as he works for Wildlife Fire Department Services. And so he calls around here at Wildlife Fire Department. So he's very proficient in that as well, which would be kind of nice to have set across and some for training that too.
Yeah.
Kind of a zero cost guy for us.
Yeah.
So we get reimbursed for training on a complete pass anyway, but it's nothing up front. So, we're trying to get a guy across the street from Joel. We'll see how that goes. Well, there's one young lady. I have not been able to get in contact with her about herself. I'm sure. So it may have some firefighters in the works.
Yeah. Any questions for the chief?
Well, thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a
good day. You too. We'll move on then to agenda review and adoption. Is there any additions or deletions that we need to take care of?
Just on the consent agenda, I'd like to add one more claim to Carver County in the amount of $87.40. And that's because they overpaid us on our November tax settlement.
Wow, we should just get to keep that, right?
Sure, if I wouldn't have said nothing.
All right. Anything else that the council has? Otherwise, I look for a motion to adopt the agenda as amended.
We have a motion to adopt the agenda as amended.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to adopt the agenda as amended. All in favor?
Aye. Right.
Opposed? Passes. Look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Move to approve the consent agenda.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor? Opposed? Approved. SEH.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Justin Black of SEH. I'm with you tonight as an associate, Bernie Bratch.
And we've been working hard on some watercolor plans for the city. So we wanted to come to the council tonight to take a look at a couple of things that have developed with the project and then review some alternates and then look for some direction on a pink color and then the logo itself. So I want to start out with the what we're calling the water main looping part of the project. If you recall, we're doing two looping areas. The first one that I'll highlight is on Jacob Street. The previous water main had stopped right about here, the old water main, and then that ended down here at Sheely. It's kind of a right angle here. So the project will connect this water main system down to Sheely. So we'll have a loop here. We're proposing to use that 8-inch diameter pipe and make a connection to this existing 8-inch pipe on Broadway. And then we're bringing the pipe just north out of the intersection, and we'll make a connection to an existing 4-inch. So this will be an 8x4 connection. So that, you know, in the future we looked at potentially extending that even further north. But for now, this one would be the highest priority. A couple of new hydrants. We'll install a new hydrant here, and then a new hydrant down on the south end. At the Sheely Avenue intersection, again, we'll be connecting to this water main that eventually goes around towards back towards the old tower. And then we are stubbing a line out, you could say, by using this hydrant extension. There's an existing sanitary sewer line here. The thought was to extend this hydrant using an 8-inch lead so that in the future, if there's ever development here in the next 20, 30, 40 years, we could just pull that hydrant off and extend that 8-inch main through the easement to serve this property and then relocate the hydrant. So we're kind of got a dual purpose there, planning ahead for the future. As far as the roadway work goes, this half of the street would be dug up as part of the trench excavation. And we would replace that with 15 inches of class 5 gravel and then 4 inches of bituminous pavement. We'd also use a geotextile fabric in there, so a good 7-ton design section in that roadway. The other half of the roadway wouldn't be disturbed, but we are proposing to reclaim that pavement, grind it up, and then we'll overlay the full width of the road, one continuous layer of pavement. So when you drive the roadway, it'll look like a complete brand new street. Using that existing base. So that's really what we're proposing for this piece of the water main. Moving over to the water tower side, we have proposed to complete a water main loop from the tower itself down to this 8-inch line on Broadway. And I know this has been a trouble spot for the city for decades. This is an 8-inch line that dead ends at a hydrant here, and there's been some water quality issues. We're going to loop that line back to the tower. Now, when we were here a few months ago, we talked about our preliminary plan, and that was to extend that water main loop down along the edge of the parking lot through the trees. When we took a look at the condition of the parking lot, it's really fulfilled its design life. Jeremy, remind me, was it 20 or 25 years?
It's probably since 89, 90, you so know, when they...
It's really kind of at the end of its useful life, and looking at it, it's starting to crack up. We started to think about how is that parking lot going to react to a lot of construction traffic, heavy equipment coming to erect the steel water tower. It's probably not going to react very well. It's going to get busted up. We did take a couple of cores out here, and what we found was about 3.5 to 4 inches of pavement, but only about 3 inches of gravel. So there's not much base underneath there. So we were concerned that with the construction traffic and the age and condition of the parking lot, it would really show some wear. Now on top of that, if you remember, we want this to be the new truck fill location for the water trucks. So if we're running out of marginal parking lot, it's going to get beat up when we build the tower, and then we're going to run a lot of heavy trucks across it when we fill the water tanks. It just made sense to include reconstructing this parking lot as part of the project, and that's what we did. You can see reconstruct parking lot. So again, we're proposing the same typical section here, geotextile fabric, 15 inches of class 5 gravel, and 4 inches of pavement, which we feel would be a good 7-ton design section for the roadway.
So that would be included. So since we're tearing up the parking lot anyways, we shifted the water main over into the parking lot, and you can save some costs by not having to remove all of these trees. And we'll run the park, or excuse me, we'll run the water main right where this blue line is, so right inside the parking lot. Still make the connection out in the county road. And then we're going to relocate that hydrant. That hydrant right now is kind of in a trouble spot. It's right alongside the road, and it drifts in, from my understanding, and talking to city staff. So we're going to bring that hydrant and move it up on top of the hill and put it right on the corner of the parking lot. It's a little bit easier to access and maintain. So that'll be also part of the project. This water main loops all the way up to the tower, and then it also comes back and makes a connection at the line coming out of the treatment plant. So this is the loop system here. We'll be looping the water main here, and then this larger loop that will be here. A little bit hard to see here, but we've got a couple of red lines that go around the tower. That's the bituminous pavement that'll go around the tower. And again, this provides the ability for trucks to come in here, make this loop around the tower, fill the truck, and then come back out again. So whether it's fire trucks or other trucks that need to have water, so you can sell water to them. We did include a cost estimate for all of these items in the packet. Jeremy's going to flash for that.
Let me see if I have that. I'll get it real quick.
Just a minute, get going through here. We don't have to worry about freezing or anything, right?
Yep, for the water main. Yeah, we'll have enough depth. We'll have 7.5 feet of cover on the water main, so we should be okay. While Jeremy's looking for that, one thing that I didn't mention that is worth noting is along Jacob Street, there's four water services.
Yep.
So there's four water services. We'll extend new water services and new curb stops or water shutoffs for each of those houses. So as long as we're putting in new main line, now's the time to do that and put in the new curb stops. So we'll have a whole complete new water system there. New hydrants, new main line, new curb stops, take care of everything in one shot. There we go. So this is the cost estimate that we broke out. The top piece here is the water tower itself, and then the bottom is what we're calling the water main, site work, and street improvements. So I'm going to start down here at the bottom. The city hall looping water main piece of it, we're estimating that at about $115,000. The Jacob Street water main piece of that, about $150,000. And then here's the parking lot. We broke that cost out, about $83,000 for that parking lot reconstruction. And then the contingencies project related for this work, about $103,000. So the total for the site work, the looping, is about $450,000. So that's that piece of the project. Jumping up to the top, we broke out the cost for the new 75,000-gallon pedestal water tower. We're estimating that at about $650,000. We are including demolition of the old tower. Again, that'll happen after the new tower is up and operational. They'll come in and demo that. We're estimating that at $30,000. Now, the next two line items, item 3 and item 4, we're going to include those in the bid package as an alternate. What that means is after we open bids and bring them to the council can look at the dollar amounts and make a decision whether you want to include them or delete them. So it gives you some flexibility. Those two items are the water sale truck fill station. So this would be a standalone fill apparatus, if you will, with an overhead fill mechanism where a truck can drive underneath and fill the truck. This would also have a code reader that the city could use that would meter the water and allow you to track sales of water as they're filling it in. So depending on who's buying water, who's purchasing water, you punch in a number and it would record that. So that's an add deduct, if you will, an alternate. From what we've seen in the past, those systems with the card reader incorporated run about $45,000. So again, we're putting that in there for now. If it comes in and you think that's something that's too much money or you just don't want to include, you can delete later. But for now, we've got to at least put the prices out at. The fourth item here is an add or deduct for a later completion date. given the size of project that we have, a tank that's about 75,000 gallons, a contractor starting in the spring of the year should be able to finish the project up by fall. Now, it's like any other construction, it's weather dependent. And when you're painting the water tower, it's the last thing you do. So that's going to happen next fall. And sometimes if the temperatures get too cold, we can be running a fine line there. So a contractor that has maybe a lighter schedule can dedicate a lot of forces to this and easily get it done in the construction season. But we may have some other contractors that would like to start a little later, and they may find some value in that. And we've seen in the past where providing the contractor a later completion date, which would be spring of 2020, so we'd allow them to complete the painting the following spring, they'll find value in that, and they'll actually provide a deduct on the project. So we're showing this as an add or deduct for a later completion date. We want to throw that out there in the bid package and see if it draws any interest, and maybe there's someone, depending on their construction schedule, would say, boy, I would sure like to do this Hamburg project, but I can't make the fall completion. I could make the spring completion, and maybe worth a certain dollar amount. We show it as zero because we've seen it go both ways. We've seen where there's no value at all to anyone. They can meet the fall completion date, we'll leave it at that, or there's values. So we're not trying to guess here at what that value might be, but we'll know when we open bids, and again, you can make a decision on money orders. So that puts the total for the water tower at $800,000, so we're at about $1.2 million is what we're estimating the project cost.
Justin, is it possible to add in there yet, because we talked about it earlier, about sealing the old well?
We could take a look at that. I know you talked to me about that.
Yeah.
Let me follow up on it.
Okay.
So with that, I guess probably the next thing on the agenda here, we covered the completion date. We will jump back to the local here. So we put together a couple of options for the tower painting, if you will. I guess first we'll start with the logo. So we got a copy of the logo from Jeremy, and we tried to depict what that would look like on the tower itself. So this is kind of a graphical representation of how the logo would look. In looking at this, the city name Hamburg, just because of the logo size, does get a little bit smaller. So we wanted to present another option to the mayor and council for just using the city name, Hamburg. And it's a little bit larger. It's going to be a little bit easier to read when you're further away from the tower of the girls' head community. It's a little bit of personal preference, what you would like to see as far as the full-blown logo on the tower and what that might look like, you know, when you're out a couple of miles versus this. I guess I'm not going to try to sway you one way or the other than just to say the print is small. The other piece is just kind of the painting scheme. We talked about the lower half of the tower using a darker shade of color. What that allows us to do is typically in the bottom of these tanks, mold starts to develop on the bottom. That darker shade kind of hides or masks that mold a little bit, so it's not quite as prevalent. So that would be this representation, a darker shade here. This is just a little different painting scheme where you're a little bit more design to that. This would be the same color as the top of the bowl. And then these two pieces would be the darker colors. So that's my only explanation for this. I just open it up to discussion and try to answer any questions you might have. But this is one of the decisions we need tonight to move forward, along with that, the color. And I'll maybe turn that over to Jeremy for that piece of it.
So I met with Greg, and me, Greg, and Kurt kind of sat down, and we kind of did some Googles, looked at, you know, towers. And basically what you got is, what a lot of people do is either a blue or a light blue or the multicolored blues, or it's gray and white. Greg's preference was what we have there, the gray and white. He liked the darker, like a gray, yep, And then, you know, like having the black line to do some separation, add a little something, and then just an off-white up top, then with the logo. That, you know, because we thought, I mean, do you want pink and purple polka dots, or do you want it really to stick out? I mean, I Googled a lot of images, and they're pretty basic. I mean, there are some that go pretty out there, but, and I've also seen others where they have this kind of design, and then they put the name in here too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, put Hamburg in there with up top. But, you know, a lot of it, I think, too, comes down to cost. More things you add, more things you do, higher the cost.
Plus your upkeep.
Yes.
Something you got to look in the future, too, where you're going to start repainting after the be there.
Yep.
You're going to spend a heck of a lot more money in 25 years or 30 years, whatever it needs to be paid. Again, you're spending a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I mean, once you put it on there, you're almost pretty much probably stuck with it, or probably yeah. Sandblast it off and go to a different option. But.
Right. Yeah. Once, whatever one of these you pick, if you're right, Scotty, you're probably going to stick with that. You can always sandblast off and go a different direction, but
personally, I like our Hamburg logo. But I talked to a lot of people around town, and even the old people that have lived here forever, you know what they said? What says German here? Option A, Hamburg. That's German. That's what they all wanted. They didn't care about option B, the people that I talked to. Because half the people in town that have moved into town now, they're imports, they have no clue what that logo half of this stuff is even. You know, they'd have to decipher, oh yeah, there's a railroad track, and what's this back here with the steeple, you know? Oh, that's the church up there, what does that have to do with town, you know?
And I agree, because when you come in and look at a tower, you're looking for the name.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think so too. I like having the name bigger.
Plus, I like the painting on it. I like that breakup like that.
With the white in here?
Yep, I do, I like
total.
That.
A little more design to it.
Yeah, it's just my
opinion. Yeah, so kind of our thought was this color in the top could be the same, and then, you know, the darker kind of gray in and off white, unless council is.
I mean, I just like the A logo and the B color. That's my opinion.
Now, when we do, could we, is it feasible to do, say, the Hamburg lettering with the word Hamburg facing to the west and do the logo facing to the east? Or do the logo without the word Hamburg in it facing to the east? Or vice versa? Or something? I don't know.
Can you picture what that would look like?
I'd just rather have Hamburg.
I'd like either one, but I was just thinking if people are on the fence on which one they want, if there's a feasibility, it would make sense to have both, one each side, or not.
I'm kind of on the, I guess I'm kind of, I'm okay with just Hamburg. I like the idea that just the bigger Hamburg, so people, that's what I notice when I drive by a town, I'm looking for the name of the town.
Yeah, this, if you're looking for that, this would be the...
And the way that's on there, I mean, that says German.
I think so, too.
That stands
always.
Yep.
German community.
I agree.
Yeah, it's not just the block letter.
No.
It's got a unique feature to it.
Yeah, right.
This you're going to be able to tell.
Yep.
Here you're going to... You know, the good plus of that is they really want to know they have to drive into town. You know, maybe you can suck people in.
Yeah.
But
it's got its perks, I guess.
Yeah. Hold it out a ways.
Yeah.
Like I said,
because this all blends from, like you said, a mile or 2 hours.
A mile or 2 hours is going to be difficult.
From five or what? Yeah. It's.
Also, then I just look for a motion for which option I want to go with.
Well, we're going to take a vote on it here. I vote for option A.
Is that a motion?
I vote for option A. I haven't heard from this one yet. I kind of heard from them too, what things are working.
It really does. I mean, I think A is fine, but I mean, like you said, throw the Hamburg name out there on both sides of that campground.
Kind of like the stem of option B and the name of option A, personally. Well, that's a, anybody entertain that?
And that's what I said right away. The color of option B with a logo A.
Chris, you're
but it's not a deal breaker.
You might be the tiebreaker.
So you, oh, so everybody, I think everybody's pretty much,
A.
for the most part, wants the logo, right?
Yep.
And it sounds, yes. Are we divided then on what the body of it looks like, or is there...
It doesn't matter.
I'm flexible. It
don't matter.
I can go anywhere. I'm flexible anyway. I don't care.
I'll make
I just like it broke up a little bit like that. I think that's kind
of... The Hamburg letters with the stem of option B.
I think we should put the...
Solid color on the stem.
That's what I was thinking. Underneath. Established in 1883. I was thinking like...
Yeah, I think that should be underneath Hamburg.
Oh, established in 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like that too. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
You can pick that out of there, sure.
Okay. So do we have a motion then to go with the Hamburg lettering with the established in 1883 with the color scheme of option? Do I have a motion?
Okay.
I second.
It's moved and seconded to go with Hamburg with the established in 1883. As the logo on top with the color scheme of option B. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We got a water tower color.
I've got some good notes here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have, it just takes them a minute to rearrange this, and then I will email it your
yeah, and then I'll
final
send it out.
One back.
Okay.
Just, I mean, it's pretty straightforward, but and you can take one more look at it if you want to email it to the group.
Yep.
And then it'll be full steam ahead. And then as far as the color goes, like a gray on the bottom, you said, Jeremy, and then an off-white on the top.
Yep.
Okay.
We're going with the color scheme of matching the hall steps, so.
Sounds like a good option. I think you guys did a good job. And check that out. So that covers the parking lot, the logo, we talked about the completion date. So we would need a motion then from the council to approve the plans and then authorize us to advertise the project for bids. We are looking at a bid opening date of Thursday, March 21st at 2 p.m. That bid opening would be right here at City Hall. So we would start advertising the project and then February 21st would be the first ad for bids. We would advertise it in the official newspaper, but we'd also put it on Quest CDN, which is a website that contractors go to look at these types of projects. So, one last thing. Thanks, Brody. One last thing before you do approve the plans and authorize that for bids, I just wanted to update the council. We talked about increasing the pressure in the overall system. So right now, we did some testing out in the city. Your pressure range is in the 39 to 48 PSI. Now, typically, we like to see your pressure at about 50 to 60. That's kind of the sweet spot. So you are below what's typical. And from what I'm hearing from Greg and Jeremy, you get some complaints from time to time about low pressure. So as we talked about earlier, this would be our opportunity to build a little taller tower, provide a little more pressure. We propose to construct a 30-foot higher tower, 30 feet higher than the existing tower. Now that cost is already built into the cost estimate. Building the tower 30 feet higher would give us an increase of about 12 PSI. So you're at 39 to 48, would put us at 51 to 60, which is that range where we were talking. I know there were some questions earlier about what about the older system. I'm not going to guarantee there won't be any leaks. So we're increasing it by 12 PSI, which is not doubling it or anything like that, but there are some older pipes in the city. So we may experience some joints that leak or maybe even some breaks. I guess what I would say to that is when we install new water main, we pressure test it all the way up to 150 PSI. So we make sure that it can hold at least 150 PSI. That's part of the testing requirements. So if you've got some old pipes that can't even handle 50 PSI, they're probably questionable to begin with. And it's just going to be some collateral damage. If we don't make this change now, do I dare say it'll never happen? That once we build the tower, we're not going to be able to go back and say, oh, we should have made it 30 feet taller. So I just wanted to make the council aware of that. Do you have to answer any other questions? Otherwise, I'd look for a...
The only thing I was thinking, Justin, yeah. Should we, and I'm wondering, will we need this in resolution form, maybe?
I guess it's up to you, Jeremy.
I'm just wondering with PFA.
It may not hurt if you'd want to so, attach resolution number to it tonight.
Yeah, so I'd say it'd be resolution number 2019-05, approving the plans and advertisement for bids.
Yes.
Thank you. Is there a
motion? I'll make the motion.
Second. Moved and seconded to pass resolution 2019-04.
05.
05 to approve the plans for the water tower and to put out for bid. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Okay.
Get her done.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah, super.
Guys. And then we'll be back at the first meeting in April with the bid results.
Okay.
And you'll hear about it before then. Jeremy will send you the email.
Yeah.
What? They don't find March what?
March 21st at 2 o'clock.
We're going to advertise on February 21st.
So by 2:30, we'll know the results.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Drive safe out there.
Yeah.
Move on then to old city business, the storage container at 400 Railroad Street.
Okay, so just give you an update on that. I've sent this over to Peter Ivey at Carver County Attorney's Office. So they're currently looking into it. There's a couple things they're looking at. Is one, our ordinances, what our ordinances say, if there's any legality there with our ordinances. Two, whose responsibility it would be. I haven't got an answer. I just touched base with them yesterday, and that's what they're looking at right now. So I've asked them to provide us a legal opinion if we can pursue it as a nuisance based on that two options. One, it creates a nuisance because we don't allow storage containers and the variance is null and void. And the second thing I'm having Peter look at is the fact that he has a sign on that storage container saying no parking. So I asked if he'd give a legal opinion on that too. So once I get that, as soon as I get something, I'll forward to y'all and keep y'all informed. Unfortunately, I don't have no decision yet, but they are looking into it. The other thing, stormwater, just kind of an update on the stormwater easements, the parcel surveys. Quinn is, I forgot to ask Justin that, I'll email him. So what Quinn wants is some dimensions in order for them to do the appraisal for the property. They want dimensions on, so actually what he'd like out first is to map it out on the survey. But the problem we have is we all know aware that Mr. Trebish has property and our property, which kind of what we're deciding, but he has his personal property on that property, which is over the manhole. So in order to get an accurate GPS reading, we kind of need to have that equipment moved. And I think it's right underneath where he has that semi-trailer. I mean, if I was a betting man, that's where I put my money on. It's right underneath that semi-trailer. So he's trying to talk to Mr. Trevish's attorney to see if it would be possible for them to either move their equipment, allowing us access. And I said, if that isn't an option, my other option would just to get permission to go on the property. I think I have a good idea where them manholes are, and we can kind of, you know, figure it out with a little hands and knees method and a little digging. I think we'd be
able to. My thinking is it's not, that the semi's not parked behind. It's on the other side of the semi. But what's behind it? Is there a red trailer?
Yeah, there's another.
That could be parked.
Right.
But the semi should not be parked on it.
Okay.
Because that should be in... let's see,
because I know it's right in the vicinity of where the wheels are on the back trailer. Maybe.
Because yeah. I know when I push the wheel, I can get almost the whole length of the machine, the loader, off of the blacktop.
Okay.
Before onto the man.
So how far back do you think it is? 10 feet?
A little more than that.
More than that? Because I know the one manhole where the catch basin is there, I think that's like 10 feet behind that catch basin. And then it angles over to that other one.
I'm guessing it's going to be somewhere between right around 15 to maybe 18 feet, I would guess.
Okay, so it's that far in, then it's past the semi-trailer, then it's probably under that other vehicle then.
But now, let me ask you this question. Why in the hell do we gotta get permission from him when we've got a deed that says, oh, it's just as much ours?
I agree. I think it's just a safe face, good deed type.
Attorneys want us to
the cooler method of getting to the end of the situation.
So that's kind of where we're at right now on that, and they're putting an appraisal together, so Quinn will be here for the next meeting. So.
Cool. Any other questions anybody has?
I wish it was a speedier process, but...
If not, we'll move on then to a new city business, NORA, the Young America Guide. Historically, we've had an advertisement in there.
I think it's quarter page.
Quarter page, right?
Yep, yep, correct.
And we updated it a little bit from last year. Right?
Yes.
So the question is, if the guy's coming back out again, do we want to do it? Basically, we're advertising the community hall for rental.
Yeah, in the city website.
It's always difficult to tell what your return of investment is on things like this. But
that's what I was saying. Was it doing anything early?
It's a good question.
It all comes down to how many people, you know, what's the circulation or what's it at? I mean, you know, if you get a rental or two out of it, you know.
Right.
A
couple of rentals, right? A few groups, guys.
Yeah.
What do we typically do, or what are we doing here now?
Usually what we do is a quarter page ad, which is $270. And just so you know, I it is in the budget each year, so it is budget. It is kind of a budget item.
All right, we're keeping it the same. Keep the quarter page.
Yes, I think so. I don't see no need for going bigger.
So just look for a motion to move forward with that.
You make a motion for a quarter page for $270.
Second. Moved and seconded to advertise the Oregon America Guide for a quarter page, $270. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Advertise. Cell phone for city employees.
Okay, so Greg has said he's having issues with the current phone he has. So kind of two options I talked to Greg about, and two options for us for the city, and I just started talking to other carriers. Currently right now we just have a pay as you go. It's a cheap plan of $29 a month. I met with Verizon today. They have an all-inclusive plan for $40 a month. The one we have now is just text and phone. This would be all-inclusive. And then also it would be a free phone. So I'm just kind of looking at other plans right now. But kind of what I wanted to bring up to council is kind of two options. I've talked to other cities, and what they usually do is, and I've talked to Greg about it, is either you can pay for him to use his personal phone, give him a reimbursement so much a month, or stick with looking at, you know, with the plan. And what I've looked at with Verizon is their government plan. So what I want to look at, see if T-Mobile or if anybody has any suggestions that they get, who gets best coverage from carriers. And
I have Verizon.
Okay, so it seems to be Verizon is the best coverage out here. So
I get phone calls in this building. So.
Yeah, and the phone Greg's got, it's over 2 years old now, and he, like you said, it doesn't stay charged anymore. As soon as he goes outside, the thing goes dead. So I mean, we gotta look at an option at least for a new phone. But thing to think about, what option do you wanna go with? Plan or reimburse for, you know, like his personal use of his phone?
I would lean more towards the plan just because of data privacy acts and things of that nature.
Okay.
It's easier for us to control the data on that phone than on his personal phone. Does emails on his phone, but
probably agree with you there.
Text messages would be better to be saved on a phone we control versus a phone we don't.
Right. Okay.
And I don't want to open up the other issues.
No.
He
deals well enough.
Yeah. And on that and with that, we have got the, finally yesterday morning, got the water treatment plant up and running full strength here again. Yes, finally.
And plus this way, when he's out of town, he can move the phone back. No one can, unless they have.
So they're kind of bunch of options I looked at, because like right now they have, you know, they have a free phone $39.99 Some other things, we've talked about camera in the park, so I had him give me a little bit of information on that if we ever wanted to pursue something like that, and then desk phones and a bunch of other stuff that. So I got a contact with Verizon. Verizon seems to be, you know, kind of best coverage, so I'd probably, you know, probably look at, you know, going with Verizon.
We have, Jaguar is going to be run to all city parks and buildings, right?
Correct.
Something we may want to look at, which would help with coverage,
mm-hmm.
because if you could connect it, so it can make phone calls over the internet, cell phone,
mm-hmm.
and that, and if we have a router at the park that
right.
no one knows the password outside of that cell phone.
Right.
When he's down at
protect
the main
park, it, and they have Wi-Fi enabled.
Yeah.
So you just have to get the phone that. And it looks like they have like the newer Samsungs on here, so I think you'd have that option.
It would just be an idea.
Yep.
That would give them.
And do you want data or? One thing we talked about, me and Greg talked about having, it would be nice with the city phone to have data because there are times where you need to look something up. A prime example we got was in a safety meeting for data sheets or, you know, that type of information or emails or that type of stuff when he's down at the park or what. But I can look at an option where what the government rate is for just text and phone too.
We'll see what the difference is.
Yeah.
It's
so I'll get that from them too, and then I'll present that at the next meeting. So.
Move on then to the personnel committee.
So just kind of with the personnel committee, just if we, you know, I think I always like to get the audit out of the way, and that's next week, and then after that start looking at our 2019 items. So just if you guys want to shoot some dates in March that you'd be able to meet with the personnel committee, and we'll start kicking that off. And I think the priority is ordinances, so, and that probably will be a lengthy process as we go through the books and all that, so I will send you a copy of that, and then just if you want to shoot me an email and let me know what works, what dates you have in March, and we'll set something up and we'll have a kickoff meeting to get starting on the 2019 goals.
Any of us have anything else as far as new business goes? Okay, move on then to city reports. Councilman Buckington.
Nope.
Councilman Tracy.
Nope.
Councilman Feltman.
Nope.
Councilman Poplar. I just have two things. I know it's been circulated. It's next week and that in the packet. So if you are able to go, let Jeremy know so he can get you signed up. So the 20th is it's just kind of a mixer, social networking opportunity from 4 to 7:30 at the Capitol. And then Thursday, the morning session from like 8 until 11-ish before we have lunch will be at the church. Mm-hmm. And there's usually been some pretty good speakers there, which has been good information. And then after that, I plan to go and meet with Nash and Jensen and just try to hammer home anything else that we may want for this year.
Grant.
Yeah. Something along those lines. If you do decide to go and Jeremy gets you on there, let me know, and then we'll try to find a way to hook up. But also, if you do go down there, you can park in the League of Minnesota Cities parking lot for free. And if you do park there, just make sure you go in and sign in and let them know what make, model, and license plate number and that is. So.
That was a good find last year.
Yeah.
Saved us money. Instead of, otherwise you got to pay.
Yeah, I suppose. 15, 20 bucks.
Yeah.
And then yesterday was the, yesterday was the Regional Council Mayor's meeting with ULI. My notes are in the back there from it. Just the big takeaway is Commissioner Kelleher, she was there, MnDOT Commissioner, and her big thing is moving forward, they're trying to find a way to fund transportation expansion, not just what they've been doing lately and just making sure the system works and stays maintained, without using general fund money. So what that translates into is some type of wheelage tax or gas tax or usage tax of some sort. So I know the governor announced his budget today. I didn't get a chance to listen to it, but I'm sure something like that will be in there as well. And that's all I have. If nothing else, I look for a motion to adjourn the city council meeting.
Move to adjourn.
Second. Move in second to adjourn the Hamburg City Council meeting for February 12, 2019 at 7:50 p.m. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.